This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Celebrating 10 years on the air, thanks to Australia's only LGBTIQ plus radio station, Joy 94.9. This is QNN.
Hi there. I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. A gay man has set his old private school blazer alight on the oval of St. Kevin's College to protest the elite Catholic school's culture of misogyny and homophobia. James Robinson, who is a photographer, graduated in 2013 from the all-boys secondary college in Melbourne. In an Instagram post, Robinson admitted breaking onto the school grounds and burning the blazer on Tuesday evening. He explained he was maliciously outed as gay by his peers who relentlessly bullied him and faced no consequences for doing so. The New South Wales government has announced that an inquiry will be held into unsolved homophobic and transphobic murders and other hate crimes. The final parliamentary inquiry report on historical hate crimes in New South Wales, tabled earlier this year, recommended a judicial inquiry into the crimes. Advocates, including community health organisation ACON, welcomed the report's recommendation and the possibility of justice and healing trauma through an inquiry. The head of the Australian Christian Lobby has told radio listeners that he thinks recriminalising homosexuality in Australia could do good. Managing Director Martin Eales, head of the organisation since 2018, appeared on Vision Christian Radio this week, where a caller asked for his stance on homosexuality. The caller asked if Christians should be advocating for the recriminalisation of homosexuality, to which Eales responded, "Yes, that's the ideal." Bisexual women are more likely to experience suicidal thoughts than lesbian or gay women, new research has found. Although gay, lesbian and bisexual people are known to be at greater risk of mental health issues and suicide, few previous studies have examined the differences in risk for different LGB groups. The United States study used data from more than 190,000 people, including over 14,000 LGB people. The researchers found that the overall suicide risk was 3 to 6 times higher for LGB people than for heterosexuals across every age group and race or ethnicity. The broadcast of Mardi Gras is moving from SBS to a new home at the ABC. SBS has been the event's broadcast partner since 2014, but in 2022 it's going to have a new home at the national broadcaster under a 3-year deal. The ABC will also be the broadcaster for World Pride when it comes to Sydney in 2023. ABC Managing Director David Anderson described the new deal as a homecoming for ABC. That's what's making news in the LGBTIQA+ community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.